This is Matt Wells at UN News. A global economic downturn and a lack of political leadership are a combination that could end very badly for the world's economy, a leading UN financial expert warned. In an interview with Daniel Johnson of UN News, Richard Kozel-Wright, a globalisation expert and director with the Trade and Development Agency, UNCTAD, gives his assessment of the entrenched economic factors dragging down growth.
A series of imbalances that have now become entrenched over many years. Inequality remains a massive imbalance. The fact is that wages have been stagnant for a decade, whereas dividends on shareholdings have been recovering, and so financial asset holders have done very well. Indebtedness has been rising. Since the financial crisis, it had already reached horrendous levels since at the time of the crisis. It's risen since then, and not simply government debt, but household debt, corporate debt have also begun to rise again, which is worrying. Informality. The fact is that although many economies have notionally full employment, that full employment is not being translated into improvements in wages and working conditions. On the contrary, informality has become a more prevalent feature, not only in the developing world, but also in the developed. The gig economy is a highly informal economy.
We see talk of trade wars, we see Brexit, we see uncertainty, we see financial injections to keep economies going. Where might this end and what can be done to boost the world's economy?
Well, where it might end is anybody's guess, I think. I mean, these forces that I tried to outline are leading to a deep sense of anxiety and a deep loss of faith in politicians and political structures, the traditional politicians, traditional political structures. And the combination of economic downturn and lack of political leadership is a combination that we have seen end very badly in the past.
And what are we to do with all this debt that you talk about? There's a mountain of debt which is driving emerging economies. What will happen if interest rates go up? How are they going to cope?
Well, we've already seen a number of economies hit the skids. Argentina and Turkey have both faced very, very serious economic circumstances as a consequence of unmanageable levels of debt.
What does that actually mean on the ground? You talked about interest rate payments being, 45% of GDP. What does that mean then?
It means that services, it means essentially that governments, in an attempt to rebalance their economies, are forced into bouts of austerity. That means government services become unavailable. It means jobs are lost. It means people, are not in a position to afford, the sense of a normal life and lifestyle. So, the consequence of these kinds of imbalances is adjustments that usually play out in terms of the vulnerabilities of some of the weakest parts of society. So it not only, it leads to this sense of anxiety, it leads to growing inequalities and concerns in that respect too. Right? So it's a potentially dangerous combination.
A final question to you. You talk about not only the debt, but also these creative financial mechanisms that the financial sector is using to create growth. What are the dangers? Have we learned nothing from the last 10 years, from the crisis that caused, subprime crisis that caused the global financial crunch in the first place?
Well, there have been some lessons learned, but we would argue not enough. And we're seeing the return of various kinds of derivative based instruments, securitization, subprime type loans, not necessarily in the housing sector, but in the corporate sector, back on the agenda. And these can go, we know from experience that these kinds of instruments are fragile. And when people lose confidence in those instruments, then there are ramifications not only within the financial sector, but beyond the financial sector, that will lead to some kind of economic downturn. And that combination of problems with wage growth, employment, combined with financial disturbances is a very difficult one for policymakers to extract themselves from. And one of the great problems is that we don't have the kinds of fiscal and monetary instruments around that would be able to deal with a serious crisis of the kind that we saw in 2007, 2008.